here that is here now is genetically derived as an adaptation to the environment, so that organisms were designed to fit an environment and that the organism is locked into to creating a balance and harmony. Why are we here? Well, that's the balance and harmony part. That's what the American Indians, for example, did. We were here to tend a garden. Well, we have now, without knowing that truth and going on to the fact that we're here by accident, have destroyed the garden. And then the issue is how do you make the best of it? And the answer is living in harmony with the environment and with each other. And living in harmony is completely different than living in competition. As a matter of fact, 150 degrees different. And the answers to this is current science. When the public becomes aware that this is the new science, then it changes the behavior, and we look to different ways of living on this planet. And this is why we're facing the crisis right now. The belief systems that we have been living under are not sustainable. And that is why science is clearly telling us that our own extinction is imminent. And that is because we're destroying the harmony of the environment, and we were created as a basis of harmony. And so here comes down to this very simple point. The truths of our civilization have changed. We're still living under the old truths. It's hard to get the new truths out because institutions that have been created to support our old belief systems still control the system. Uh-huh. The belief system of the pharmaceutical industry does not want the new information to come in. Why? Well, if the new information says that you can create your own biology and your own pharmacy using your brain as the pharmacist, then why would you buy the drugs? And
right.
The answer is, yeah, that's a good question.
Well,
and
I mean,
they're not interested in that.
The solution goes back to the knowledge is power, to continually listen to information like what you have to say, and to learn about how when we change our knowledge to our power, which is going to be then with ourselves rather than outside ourselves. It's changing the whole paradigm. I mean, a lot of people are asking, can you give me an easy way to break negative patterns, or how do you, can you give me a nutrition that can prevent disease? And it's really not even about that, is it? It's
No.
about this big, expansive picture of taking the knowledge and the power back into our own hands of how to change our relationship with our environment, with our past, with our present, and with our future. Yes?
That is the key, Lisa, and that's where we have to go. And that's why here's this moment of we're facing this, every one of us right now. And you have two choices. You can continue to hold on to the past and say that, oh, I just want to hold on to the structure and keep it the way it is and all that. Or you can say, look, I have to let go of the structure because it's not life-sustaining. And that's what the absolute truth is. You know, it's like, I think Einstein said, you can't solve the problems with the thinking that created them. Well, the institutions that are running our world today are the ones that are creating the problem. And so, because they've disconnected us from our power, they've disconnected us from nature. And we have run roughshod over nature thinking, oh, that's just a separate entity. It's like, we are nature. We are a reflection of the environment. We were created as a complement to the environment. That's how we evolved. And why is that relevant? Well, we were created in complement to an environment that we're destroying. So if we destroy the environment that we were created to match, then we can't sustain ourselves.
Right.
We will die. And that's what we're facing.
Yes. And
yeah.
My solution to this is to, A, empower yourself, B, to always listen to your own truth about things, because your own truth, if you get rid of the programming, is what's going to work for you. And also, just to educate yourself, the DVDs that Bruce has will change your perception of how you view the world, which then, as a result of that, will change your relationships around you, will change your health. Really, that's why so many people quote, and Bruce, you're just a gifted individual who has somehow been chosen by these wonderful guides and beings to depart this information on this planet. It's come through you, and you have created it yourself and learned about it and gone through processes of elimination and everything to bring this to us. And so many people are saying thank you so much. Thank you so much for just bringing this to us in such a clear way and bringing this to a with pictures and images, which was what comes on the DVDs. People, by the way, can go to that link, which is theawareshow.com/Lipton, L-I-P-T-O-N, and get the DVD bundle that Bruce, his team, has put together for us. Plus, there's 5 other interviews on there and a special gift. The gift is the excerpt of his book, The Biology of Belief, his original book, The Biology of Belief. This is a groundbreaking book. There's a whole excerpt on there that you can read for free by just going to that special offer button. So get the knowledge, folks. Get the information, especially if you are a parent. That Nature, Nurture, and the Power of Love Conscious Parenting DVD, it will change your parenting style just because of the knowledge. Then there's a lot of techniques and so forth available as well to change the subconscious and to work with your life, like in those different types of modalities, and we offer a lot on these series as well. But the bottom line here, I think, it's all about the knowledge. Do you believe the same thing, Bruce?
Well, absolutely.